Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94.7 WMAS Kellogg crew, Chris Kellogg off, Dina McMahon here with you. And right now it is time for your Dirt Report, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. You can get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, kicking things off with the big news from this weekend that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are married. They got married in Vegas, and she confirmed it with her on the JLo letter, the newsletter she has. It happened in Vegas, and she did share a little bit more news, just saying basically they waited in line for the wedding like any normal person would. They were like fourth in line, but she said 20 years patient, referencing their engagement they had back in the 2002-ish time frame. She also showed off that her massive green diamond engagement ring is now being replaced with just a simple wedding band. It is Jennifer's fourth marriage, after all, and Ben's second. They also supposedly bought a $60 million estate that Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman had owned. This is where they plan on starting off their new marriage together. So congratulations. Now, while we're congratulating Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, it's over for a few celebrity couples. Kate Bosworth filed for divorce for her husband, Michael Polish, after about 9 years together, and she's rumored to be dating Justin Long now. Gone Girl actress Emily Ratajkowski and her husband, movie producer Sebastian Bear McLeod, they're reportedly splitting because, well, he's a serial cheater from what we hear. They got married after only a few weeks together. According to reports, Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Magro and his fiance Sapphire have split after a year of engagement, and months after Angelina Pavarnik from Jersey Shore and her husband filed for divorce, it has been finalized. So over for those couples. They're back on the market. Britney Spears surprised her fans on Instagram with an a cappella version of her 98 hit Baby One More Time. She did it while she was doing laundry. She wrote, "This is me yesterday doing laundry and separating clothes. I haven't shared my voice in an extremely long time, maybe too long. And here's me playing at my house with a different version of Baby." She said she's always wanted to release an updated version, but the team said no. And instead, remember, they allowed her sister to do it as part of a Britney tribute years ago. She said they ruined it for her, embarrassed me, made me feel like absolutely nothing. And actor Armie Hammer getting some help from Robert Downey Jr. Now, Robert Downey Jr. has had his fair share of struggles in life, and he reportedly paid for Armie's 6-month stay at a treatment center in Silver Springs, Florida. Since completing rehab, Armie's been living in the Cayman Islands just so he can be close to his estranged wife, Elizabeth Chambers, and their kids. But he was recently spotted last week, supposedly working as a timeshare salesman at a Cayman Islands resort. I did see the picture. I mean, it did look like he was working as a timeshare salesperson. So if that's where his career has turned to, hey, at least he's still working, right? And even if you don't know who he is, you just see some good-looking guy, offers you a timeshare, you're more inclined to say yes. And that's your Dirt at 640. I'll have more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew, Chris Kellogg and Dina McMahon. Kellogg's off this week, and it's time for Dirt Now. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for holidays. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, Nick Cannon says it's safe to bet. Safe to bet what? That he will be welcoming 3 more children this year. And I think he just had 3 last year, and I think his total's up to like 7 or 8 or something like that. But he let it slip when he was co-hosting ET alongside Nichelle Turner on Thursday, and she asked him how many more kids he was expecting. She was actually just joking, I think, and he tried to kind of stay quiet about it, but ended up letting that little tidbit slip out that he said 3 more children this year, and I believe he may have used the words at least. I don't know. You know, as long as he finds time to spend with them, I guess that's what's most important, right? A Houston woman is planning to sue Chris Brown over a canceled charity event that was planned to raise money for victims who had their homes destroyed in hurricanes in Texas and Louisiana. She said 1 hour before the concert, Chris's team canceled during the sound check. 1 hour before the concert. Now, she was not only stuck with the $1 million bill for the event, but she never got an explanation from Chris, and his team hasn't responded to her request for the fees to be returned. She already paid him, and he took that money. So she says at this point, Chris Brown's actions are parallel to pure theft. He has the gall to take my money, stand up the residents of Houston, and then return to the city to perform on another date. So she says that she will not sit back and allow him to disrespect the victims of the hurricanes in need. Paloma Aguilar left Big Brother because of her anxiety. She said she hasn't been able to sleep or eat, and she said, I really want to leave. So since she left, there were no evictions, and the game went on as planned. However, right before the announcement, the live feeds were immediately shut off. I guess just needing some time to figure out what exactly was going on. Some fans of the show are kind of crying foul, accusing Paloma of being a bully on the show and then acting like she's some sort of victim. 90 Day Fiancé star Larissa Lima is rumored to have had over $70,000 worth of plastic surgeries. So at some point, something was bound to go wrong. She recently opened up about a botched tummy tuck, claiming the doctor entirely removed her belly button without her consent. She said that she had 3 very painful revisions to try to create a belly button. Unfortunately, it was never fixed. I guess, according to her, a belly button isn't possible to be made. I will take her word for it. She's had $70,000 worth of plastic surgeries, and I've had 0, so she's the expert here. But too bad about that belly button, you know? I mean, that's a special thing about us humans. It's what separates us from the fish. I guess. I mean, just high-waisted bikinis from now on for her. And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew. Chris Kellogg's off, and I'm here, Dina McMahon, with Brett Provo from the afternoons. You're still going to do afternoons today, right?
I'm double duty all week.
Yeah, that's nice. Starting an extra dose of Brett. You can't go wrong with that.
So the question is, will I take a nap in between? I don't know.
I think we have a cot around here somewhere that Lopez uses when it snows. But let's see. We are going to get into your dirt right now. So that is being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holidays. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, dirt time. And Brett, I don't know if you caught the big news over the weekend, but Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
I heard.
Eloped.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that about? There was supposed to be some big grand wedding.
I know.
And all this
with
talk.
Hundreds of people.
Yes.
And, you know, all out, but no.
Nope, just a few family and friends. And according to Jennifer, it's exactly what we wanted. She explained they flew to Vegas, stood in line for a license with a few other couples. And they had their wedding late night. She said, we barely made it to the Little White Wedding Chapel by midnight. They graciously stayed open a few minutes late let them take the picture in a pink Cadillac convertible, evidently once used by the king himself, she said.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was the Elvis impersonator that married them.
Well, they wanted Elvis himself to show, but that cost extra and he was in bed, she said. But she also thanked the little white wedding chapel for letting her use the break room to change while Ben changed in the men's room. I guess he just wore a blazer from his closet and she wore a movie dress. I don't know if it was her movie dress or someone else's movie dress, but she looked beautiful.
But they're a couple now.
Yeah, they are married. Her fourth, his second. John Cena and his wife, Shay, they had their wedding reception, finally, 2 years after legally marrying. They were spotted going into a club in Canada on Friday, a really nice club. I don't mean like you know, one of those clubs where the floors are sticky. I mean, like, this is one of the nicest
upscale
places.
Club, yeah,
upscale. So he had a really nice suit. She was in a wedding dress. They got married in October 2 years ago, but they couldn't have the big celebration because of COVID. So nice that they got to do that. This is wild. Comedian Craig Robinson, you know him from Hot Tub Time Machine and This Is the End. He was about to perform at a comedy club in Charlotte Saturday night when a man showed up with a gun. Everyone was evacuated and Craig was sent to safety at a nearby concert venue where there happened to be another concert in progress, he said on Instagram Live. It was wild. It was a moment for sure. Big time rush to the rescue.
Wow.
It was a big time Rush concert.
Get it?
Isn't that funny? No, but I get
That's
it. Okay,
good,
I get the joke. But no, it was actually a concert from Big Time Rush. So he got to enjoy that. Thankfully, everybody was safe, though. We're glad
that.
Yeah, he did open fire, though. They took the guy into custody, but everybody was safe. So that's good. Singer Ricky Martin, he's been hit with allegations of misconduct by his nephew, something that Ricky has flat out denied. Now, back in June, there was this temporary restraining order issued against Ricky when a man complained Ricky was stalking him. And that man, according to Ricky's brother, is his nephew, the 21-year-old son of his half-sister. So the family denies that Ricky had an inappropriate relationship with his half-nephew. What all these allegations basically add up to, though, could be 50-plus years in jail if there's any proof of what they're saying. Now, his lawyer, Ricky's lawyer, says that the man who made these claims is struggling with mental health challenges, and Ricky has never, would ever be in any kind of relationship with his nephew. So he's due in court just a couple of days from now, July 21st. We'll see where that goes. And a picture of a fan posing with Michael B. Jordan, his wax figure, actually, quickly went viral because no one thought the wax figure looked anything like the Black Panther actor. The only thing that was recognizable would be his pose. He had his arms up in like a boxing stance you might expect from his character in Creed. Otherwise, his color was off, his hairline, well, pretty much every other facial feature. I mean, he didn't look anything like Michael B. Jordan. One fan actually pointed out, I don't see the Michael, the B, or the Jordan. Now, others thought the figure looked more like NBA star Jason Tatum. So,
you think they swapped out the wax figure?
Maybe somebody switched the shirts. Yeah.
That could have happened.
Maybe they wanted the Tatum jersey.
They
were like, I'll just put my t-shirt on this guy and we'll call him Michael B. Jordan. Why not? And that's your dirt at, so let's see, 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.